You saw the SOFIA study results, which was in the metastatic setting, but it's the first prospective study that indicates if you can increase the binding of the HER2 antibody to the immune cells, that Fc receptor binding, and increase that ADCC, that immune activation, that you might have better outcome. So I think there definitely is an immune story, and perhaps one of the ways we can get around using cytotoxic chemo is picking patients who do have a better immune milieu and do combination therapy of HER2-targeted therapy with immune therapy, but this is all investigational still.
Can you talk a little bit more about the SOFIA study and the agent there? It seems like really unique.
It is an interesting, very unique study. And I have to say, my take in the beginning was actually that improving ADCC, you know, for patients, improving the binding of the Fc portion of the antibody to the Fc receptor on NK and dendritic cells isn't going to give us a big home run because ADCC isn't the primary mechanism of action of trastuzumab. That was my hypothesis going into this work. And it was based on a study that I did, a correlate study that came out of the BCIRG006, where we looked at patients' outcome based on which allele they expressed. Were they tight binders of the Fc receptor? Did they have a 158VV allelic type? Or were they loose binders, FF? And you would expect the loose binders would do worse with trastuzumab, and we failed to demonstrate that in the 006 study. But other studies have suggested that there may be a correlation with outcome. So this antibody, margetuximab, is very similar to trastuzumab. It binds HER2 the same way, but the Fc portion is designed to bind the Fc receptor on dendritic cells much more tightly with a higher affinity. And preclinical studies have shown that those dendritic cells that have the FF allelic type or the VF, those would be looser binding Fc receptors. The affinity is much increased with this antibody. And about 80% of patients have an F allele. So they designed this study that head-to-head compared margetuximab plus chemo versus trastuzumab plus chemo. They allowed patients with all different genotypes, VV, VF, or FF. There are about over 500 patients in this study, and it was a one-to-one randomization, and they were heavily pretreated. So all of them had had trastuzumab and pertuzumab. Patients were allowed to have up to 3 lines of therapy in the metastatic setting. Over 90% of patients had received T-DM1, so very heavily pretreated patients. And the median progression-free survival was mildly improved with margetuximab. It was like 5.8 months versus 4.9 months, so not a home run, right? We're seeing maybe a 0.9-month improvement in PFS. But what's interesting is if you look at the F carriers, those patients do seem to have more of a delta. They have more of an improvement with the use of margetuximab. So 6.9 months versus 5.1 months. The hazard ratio was 0.68. It was statistically significant. So it looks like it does do better for those patients whose immune system is not equipped to set up an immune response. I would like to see this antibody looked at in the earlier phase setting in patients whose immune system is less beat up by lines of chemo, maybe in combination with immune therapy. I'm not super excited to utilize this in the clinic in the heavily pretreated setting based on these results, but I do think that the drug will have a future, especially if it can be looked at in these other settings.